Malachim Aleph Perek Yud Gimel. In the previous perek, we learned how Yeravam misled 10 tribes of Am Yisrael by setting 2 golden calves for Avodah Zarah as a way to lure Yisrael into worship of Avodah Zarah before reaching Yerushalayim. Yeravam had made a mini temple for people to worship Avodah Zarah and would serve as the Kohen by bringing sacrifices for Avodah Zarah. In this perek, we will see how a Navi of Hashem rebuked Yeravam, but Yeravam still remained stubborn in his ways. We will also see how that same Navi was tricked by a false prophet, which led to the true Navi's death. And Pasuk Aleph, V'hinei ish Elokim ba miyuhud b'dvar Hashem obeis el, v'yeravam oymed al mizbech lahaktir. That a true Navi came from Yehuda to Beis El, where Yeravam was on the altar bringing sacrifices. Who was the Navi? Rashi and the Radak point out, it was the Navi named Ido. The Navi Ido called out to Yeravam, who was on the altar, and said, a son from the house of David named Yoshiyahu will be born, and he will kill the false Kohanim. Human bones will burn on your altar. Then he told Yeravam, the altar will split and ashes will fall on your altar as proof my words are true. The Pirkei the Rebbe Elazar brings, Yoshiyahu was one of 6 people whose names were given prior to their birth, as Yoshiyahu wasn't born until 300 years later. The Medrash explains, why was his name Yoshiyahu? From the word Yeush, meaning to be discouraged or despondent, because Yisrael felt Yeush, discouraged and despondency, when Yoshiyahu was killed. Yeravam then stretched out his arm and yelled to capture the Navi. At that moment, Yeravam's arm became paralyzed and he was unable to move it. The altar had split and ashes had fallen. Yeravam then pleaded with the Navi to ask Hashem to heal his arm. The Navi complied and his arm was healed. Rashi points out, Hashem avenged the honor of the tzaddik more than his own. While Yeravam was bringing sacrifices to false gods, Yeravam's arm didn't become paralyzed, but because Yeravam embarrassed and insulted the tzaddik, the Navi of Hashem, Hashem caused Yeravam's arm to become paralyzed. How careful do we need to be when speaking about tzaddikim? Yeravam then asked the Navi to come for a feast and gifts. The Navi denied the request and related he had strict orders from Hashem not to eat or benefit from anyone in the city, even going as far as to take a different route home, not to derive and benefit from the Avodah Zarah that was rampant in the town. The Navi Ido left on his way home. And Pasuk Yet Aleph, V'Navi Echad Zaken Yoshev B'Beisel, V'Yavo B'Navi Yisaper Lo Es Kol Amas Asher Isha Elokim Hayom B'Beisel. That there was one Navi who was in Beis El, and his son had heard what happened and returned to that elderly Navi and told him the events that transpired. Rashi's and other learn, this elderly Navi, he was a Navi Sheker, a false prophet. The Abarbanel points out the Navi was actually a true Navi. The Shir HaShirim Rabba says, who was this Navi Shek? Who was this elderly Navi? It was none other than Yonasan ben Gershon ben Menashe, who lived a long life. Why did he merit such a life? The Medrash continues to explain, because he would pretend to serve Avodah Zarah, but actually dissuade people from serving the idol when they came to worship it. Note, most Mephoshim learn it was indeed a false prophet, and therefore we were going with that. The false prophet then took his children to track down the Navi of Hashem. The false prophet caught up with the true Navi and invited the true Navi to come back to his home for a feast. The true Navi of Hashem related having strict orders not to partake in any food from the city. The false prophet convinced the true Navi of Hashem to join him for a feast by relating he too is a true Navi, and Hashem only meant not to eat by people who worship Avodah Zarah, but not me. Needless to say, the false prophet was lying. As they were dining, the false prophet actually received a real prophecy that the true Navi of Hashem will die for disobeying the words of Hashem. The Radak brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuf Gimel, Amud Beis, we see the power of taking guests in, that the so-called false prophet received the true prophecy about the other Navi at the table. Pasuk Chav Beis through Lamed Beis. After the meal, the true Navi returned home. A lion had killed him. The lion and a donkey stayed next to the dead body as a demarcation of the body of the Navi of Hashem. The false prophet in the story heard about what happened and the true Navi of Hashem. And had the true Navi of Hashem buried in his own personal grave and ordered his own children to bury him personally next to the true Navi of Hashem. And Pasuk Lamed Gimel and Lamed Dalet, which is the end of the Perek, Yeravam continued causing Yisrael to sin and did not do tshuva. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, Hashem grabbed Yeravam by his shirt and said, me, you, and David can be together in Gan Eden. Yeravam asked, sure, but who's going to be leading? Hashem said, David will be first. Then Yeravam continued in his evil ways. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzadi Amun Aleph, lists Yeravam as one of the people who lost their portion in the world to come. And that's the end of the Perek. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.